There are some who don't embrace genetic modification of crop plants for economic reasons. They don't see it in their best interest. The European countries, for example, until recently were opposed to importation of GMOs because they didn't see that it was going to maximize their profitability. And within their culture, food, I think, is looked at and embraced perhaps a little differently than it might be in North America. But the other side of that that's often overlooked is that, well, sure, a corporation that's developed these GMOs and is set to return a profit on those investors who backed this undertaking, they have a right to try to market what they've developed, and they have every right to say that, you know, this isn't harmful and it doesn't have, you know, any proven adverse long-term effects. But those small organic farm operations also have the right to exist, and if their, you know, 40-acre plot is surrounded on four sides, north, south, east, and west, with these huge farming operations that are growing GMOs, pollen is all over the place, and insects are carrying it all over the place, then they've pretty much lost their organic certification. And if they don't have that, then they can't sell at a premium, and so the cost effectiveness of their operation is in peril, and I think that's often overlooked.